Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the gains begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome to the very first full-length episode of the Fun and Gains Podcast. You guys, I have been hyping this podcast up on my Instagram, and what I've been doing is I've been dropping some hints on my Instagram of like clue number one and clue number two, and oh my gosh, you guys, everybody thought it was a Gymshark collab, like having my own line of Gymshark, which is like probably one of my biggest dreams, right? Like that would be absolutely sick. It is so cool being sponsored by them. And I was able to go to my first event out in LA, which was an absolute dream. Some of you might have been following me for a while where, you know, I have a very long relationship with this brand. So for me to be able to actually go to my very first event and be an athlete, it was absolutely a dream. Like I really felt like I could die happy. I was on cloud nine. And not to mention, it was so cool meeting so many of the Gymshark women, like meeting Whitney Simmons for the first time. I loved meeting Nona, hanging out with Sav, hanging out with the KK twins. Like it was such a dream, and I was on such a high from that trip. Like, yeah, if you guys have just been following me, you know how much that meant to me. So for most of you guys to think that this big announcement was going to be a collab with Gymshark, not only was I a little bit disappointed that it wasn't that for myself, but I'm like, man, I got to clear the air for you guys to manage expectations. So when I announce that it's just a podcast, it's not a collab with Gymshark, not everybody's upset because oh my gosh, I was like, what a letdown, right? So I definitely had to clear the air over on my Instagram that it was not a collab with Gymshark, although I wish. And someday, manifesting that, right? Can everybody just go like tag them and be like, yo, what's up? Have a collab, like do some, drop a line with Brittany, you know, just, you know, name drop a little bit. You guys, let's tease them. Let's put the little feelers out there and be like, let's do it. That would be so fun. On the little Gymshark retreat, a couple of the athletes and me, we were talking and we were like, wouldn't that be cool if they kind of had like a Gymshark athlete collection where we each got to create some type of piece, like a sports bra, a pair of shorts, like a pullover, something cool. Everybody kind of trolled me a little bit. I think it was like Libby and Kylie. They were like, what would you make, Brittany? And I was like, oh, I would make a cool pair of socks. And everybody was like, yo, what? That's what you would make? I was like, dang, okay. I think I would do like a 3/4 zip crop or something like that. I feel like that's such a vibe. Or I don't know, you guys, I always wear socks too, like a hat, a cool pump cover, like a baggy tee. You know, I feel like those are the type of things I would make. But wouldn't that be so fun? Anyways, let's manifesting that too. It'd be so cool if like it was the athletes collection and like each of us were able to have one of our own little things. I just feel like that would actually be really cool. I feel like they should do that. So, you know, let's start tweeting in their ears and letting them know that that should happen. Without further ado, let's go and head into our very first episode. I'm going to be dropping some of my favorite fitness tips and just some things that I've been feeling like we need to talk about on this very first episode. I hope you find this helpful, whether you're a beginner in your fitness journey, whether you're kind of in the middle of it, a little bit lost and confused, or if you're a pro and still looking for some ways to better yourself. I feel like this episode is going to have a lot of things for you to be able to look at, no matter what stage you're in, no matter where you are in life. Hopefully there's something that you can take from this episode that you'll find helpful, and there's a special guest. So let's hop into it. Today, I have a special guest with me. This guest is extremely handsome. He's hot. He's the coolest. He's the love of my life. It's my husband, Darian.
Hey, guys.
But first, can we talk about how I almost died today? So I bought Darian these granola bars. I don't know why I didn't look at the ingredient list. I just didn't feel like they would have sunflower seeds in them, which is what I'm extremely allergic to. So I was feeding Vinny some, and mindlessly I took a bite, not knowing that there were sunflower seeds in this. Oh, I my throat starts swelling up instantly, and I'm like, what did I eat? I look at the wrapper of this bar. Lo and behold, sunflower seeds. I like text Darian. I'm like, Darian, can I take two Benadryl? And anyways, I was panicking. It was stressful.
I know. I thought we learned to start checking protein bars because almost all of them have some sort of sunflower stuff in them. But
I know.
I was in the middle of class and I get a text. She's like, I just ate sunflower seeds in your protein bar. And I was like, hey, I should probably like take this call. And I straight left class to make sure my wife's airway wasn't closing because I'm in CRNA school and we're all about the airway. So as soon as she told me that, I was like, I'm like hypersensitive because I'm learning about all this stuff as my wife is, you know, actively trying to test me on it.
Aw. Okay. Well, let's talk about that, Darian. Let's chat a little bit more. Give a little backstory of you. What are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm in grad school right now at Michigan State for CRNA school. That's nurse anesthesia. I've been a nurse for about 4 years. I always wanted to do nurse anesthesia because I've had some friends that did it and I've shadowed a lot. And so I basically worked in the ICU. I tried my best to apply to the best schools I could, and the best school accepted me, Michigan State. So I'm very excited. This has been a dream come true. So all you Michiganders out there, holla holla.
Holla holla. Yeah, you guys, Darian is so patient. Like it's really hard to be done with your undergrad and not be able to go directly into the field of study. To be a nurse anesthetist, you have to have a lot of years of experience before you can even apply to the school. So this is something that Darian has seriously been waiting for. It is his dream. Like, we are cheering him on all the way. Let's freaking go. And he always makes time for us as a family. And like, he's here on this podcast. So dad of the year, husband of the year, love ya.
Love you.
Let's move into the topic of today's episode, which is our top fitness tips. Some of the juicy, the deets we're giving you, some of our tips. What's really nice is Darian and I are kind of in this together. We've always kind of had a love for fitness. We weightlifted back in college together. We've kind of always had this active lifestyle that we enjoy, that we really love, and we love to introduce Vinny into it. Like, we're always playing, we love sports, and so that's just kind of a part of our life that we love to share. And so we're excited to share with you some of our favorite tips. So tip number one is all about creating a routine. I want to start by saying a routine is definitely going to look different for everybody, especially people who are working like 9 to 5. You know, moms are going to have a different routine. I just feel like there's a lot of variety when it comes to that. So Darian, do you want to kind of talk about your routine? What have you kind of figured out that works for you? And just know that it's trial and error. It takes time to be able to find something that you can actually make a part of your life and do every single day that's realistic.
All right. So my big thing is finding like a pre-gym routine that gets you hyped. So for me, I always get excited to take my pre-workout. So I like set it out the night before. I pick out my gym clothes the night before, the shoes I'm wearing, all that stuff, just so that I know as soon as I wake up, I can kind of wake up, take my stuff and go. I don't really have to think a whole lot about it. And if I do that the night before, I'm like 100% more likely to go to the gym early in the morning. Otherwise, I kind of waste time and I have to like either go at night, which I don't like doing or whatever. But that's my thing. Also, you know, when you're getting ready, get yourself a gym song that gets you hyped.
Yes, we were king and queen of that. If you follow me on Instagram way back in the day, you will have seen Darian and I doing our gym dance party before we had Vinny. We would go buck wild. It was so much fun. But, you know, now we have Vinny and we kind of, our schedules changed a lot. So we don't always get a workout together or like get crunk before the gym, especially because, you know, we just don't want to be blasting profanity around Vinny. So, you know, we're trying to be good parents here. But Darian, how do you, with your busy schedule, being in grad school where your time is so valuable, how have you tried to work around finding a routine that works for you while in school? Like, how do you make that a priority, even though that's something that's hard?
So I think mental health is as important. Well, physical health is very important to your mental health. I'm a big believer in like having all three, you know, like spiritual health, mental health, physical health. So the gym was kind of a no, non-negotiable for me, even in school. So I got two modes. Either I go at 5 a.m. or I will wake up at 5 a.m, study, and then go with Brittany a little later in the morning so I can spend time with her, kind of help her film if she needs, whatever. So yeah, those are my things. It's my non-negotiable. I take at least 2 hours of each day and dedicate it to gym time, and then the rest is studies. I think whatever priorities you have, you just kind of find a way to make it fit. And, you know, if I was like struggling in school, I would obviously be like, oh, maybe I should just take, you know, an hour instead of 2 hours or whatever. But it's been working so far. So
yeah. And I think that that's the thing, is you have to make it a priority and just find a way to make it work in your schedule. It doesn't have to be long. You can start with small sessions, but get it done. Find a routine, something that works for you. And we will move on to tip number two, which is creating goals.
This is a big one. So she has written down, make healthy behaviors a goal. It's not all about weight.
Yes.
That's huge. Even for me. So it doesn't, you know, the whole weight thing doesn't know gender. It doesn't know size, shape, whatever. It kind of affects everyone. Like, I always set my goals to, oh, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds, honestly. But if you look at people who have done like body recomposition, where they kind of, they weigh, say, 200 pounds, and then they literally lose 5 pounds, but still look like an absolute like shredded beast. But it's because they took whatever weight that was on them, turned it into muscle through working out and stuff like that. Anyways.
Yeah. Weight loss and fat loss are two very separate things too. And we can touch on that in a different episode, but yes, I do have that written down. Yeah. I definitely want to just say that again, that health is not just about your weight. Make healthy behaviors a goal.
So for example, instead of saying, hey, I want to lose like 20 pounds in the next few months, what I've said to myself is I want to go to the gym at least 5 days a week. Okay. Doesn't matter what I do, doesn't matter how I accomplish it, I just got to get there. And I know if I at least get there, I'm going to be motivated to do something to help improve my body. And another thing is, I've decided, instead of, you know, weight or muscle, whatever, I have decided to like work on like knee strengthening exercises, working on the tendons around my knee so that I can have like longevity, be able to play with Vinny, play sports with him, you know, when he's older, dad stuff that you start thinking about. So those are healthy behaviors I've been supplementing instead of saying, you know, I want to lose this many pounds, which I'm so guilty of, but also implementing like good foods into my diet. So our date night is kind of like my cheat day. And I know Brittany's like not with cheat days, but I kind of believe in those because I have to, she's really good at balance. I'm not like, if I have one sweet, I have all of the sweets. I don't just stop. So like everyone's different, right? Even me and Britt, you know, but she's really helped me create healthy behaviors as a goal rather than look at my weight. She's like super supportive with that. So I'm glad she helps you guys too.
I'm going to cry. Yeah, I always tell Darian, it's about making healthy habits, you know, focusing on how you feel more than how you look. And one thing I want to touch on when it comes to goals too, is that everybody's going to have different goals. Like, I really like to push for strength in the gym. I have goals. I want to shoulder press 50s. I want to, you know, I want to bench 135. I have these strength goals that I'm shooting for, but that does not mean that those have to be the goals you are shooting for. And you should train according to those goals. If you want to be a better athlete, do those workouts and those type of movements and train for that. If you're just wanting to live a healthy, happy life, find some type of workout class or a way to move, whether that's biking, jumping, dancing, something that just helps you be healthier overall. It can be whatever is in line with your goals, but always realign and say, hey, what are my goals? And then you have to do those actions to line up to be able to start getting there. So we'll move on to number three, which is revolve this around things that you enjoy. Truly. I feel like if you're somebody who doesn't like weightlifting, but you follow me, don't do weightlifting. Do Pilates. Do F45. There are so many different ways that you can exercise that doesn't have to be revolving around the gym.
Yeah. I have a classmate who just picked up bike riding, and she does like, you know, 40, 50 miles a week with a friend. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's sweet. And another one who he just picked up yoga because he wants to be more flexible. I'm like, and they're both equal happiness as a result of what they're doing, right? Yeah. Because they're healthy behaviors. It's not all about, oh, I want to just get big and strong and buff, whatever. Healthy behaviors, healthy habits, healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, and to make it a lifestyle, it has to be something that you love and enjoy, that when you wake up every morning, you're like, oh my gosh, I get to do this, instead of I have to do this. If you start saying, oh, I have to go to the gym, or oh, I have to do this, it's more of a chore and it's not something that you enjoy. Your likelihood of keeping with that is not going to, like, it's not very high. So definitely find something that you like, and you can try a whole bunch of different things. Know that you don't have to fit a mold or a box. You can do yoga, you can do strength training. You are, like, possibilities are endless, pretty much.
My goal is pretty much to be Nick Bear and be yoked, but still be able to run a marathon.
Darian and I want to run a triathlon so bad. I keep saying, like, when I'm 30, I'll do it.
No, just a mini one at first.
Yeah, mini one. Well, we'll start with that, but oh, that'd be so fun.
Iron Man eventually.
Yes. Oh, for sure. We have to do all of it. All of it. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill.
Back to goals, though, guys. Number three is revolve your fitness lifestyle around things you enjoy. When you set goals and hit those goals, whether it's, hey, I want to bike 60 miles this week, or I want to bike all the way to this place, or I want to hold this yoga pose for this long, or I want to bench this much. When you hit those goals and you're able to set new goals to stretch for,
ooh,
nothing gets me more hyped.
Oh, nothing. And oh yeah, seeing that progress along the way, it is just fuel. It is motivation. When you start seeing results and getting those goals, it's just this constant fuel and drive. It's awesome. All right, moving into number four, it's don't be afraid to change things up. I want to talk about hitting plateaus. You know, a lot of times people aren't applying progressive overload, and that actually is not just with weight training. That's with swimming, with running. That's just pushing yourself a little bit further. So don't be afraid to change things up. Don't be afraid to push yourself in the gym, especially, you know, that's just where Darian and I live. We live in the gym, bro, second home. Don't be afraid to push for that new goal, that new weight. Darian, thoughts?
Yeah. So when you first start out at the gym, you're going to see massive gains and improvement in the first like few months, even like up to, you know, 6 months to a year. You're eventually going to hit a plateau if you keep doing the same things. That's totally normal. Everyone's done it. Go look on YouTube. There's hundreds of, you know, crazy good looking people telling you how they hit their plateaus and how they got through them. Switch things up, like the boss said.
Yeah. Number five is whole foods. Prioritize whole foods in what you eat, period. I feel like a lot of times we need to hear why, though. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, why is it important that I eat veggies? Why is it important that I eat fruit? Why do I need these? And I feel like once you're educated on the benefits that these foods actually give you, to give you strength to be able to perform, to have full body function, to help prevent diseases, once you have that knowledge and education, you're like, yeah, my body actually needs this. And it's kind of crazy to actually think about, on this earth, like, we're actually provided foods naturally that give us everything we need. Like, we don't need supplements in our life if we actually lived and ate properly for our bodies. Like, everything is calcium, vitamin C, so many things for our heart, our hair, our skin, our nails is provided through food.
Amen. I started to nerd out about this topic a little bit, but we won't dive too deep. But no, she's right, guys. Whole nutrient dense food. What does whole food mean? It means it has one ingredient. So you buy spinach at the store, you look, and it's not, oh, spinach with cream with blah, 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 blah. It's just spinach.
Literally,
you buy almonds at the store. Guess what? It's just almonds. That's not to say, I mean, like, Britt had a pizza today. I had...
Oh, yeah, moderation in all things.
I had a waffle with some delicious nut butter today. But if you really focus on, you know, maybe 80% is whole foods, veggies, colorful things, colorful fruits, veggies, all that stuff, you're going to get a lot of the nutrients that you need to have a really happy, healthy life. Mm-hmm. One other thing, Britt made a video recently, and some people were talking about, like, calories and, oh, that doesn't look healthy. There's so many calories, all that stuff. Take honey, for example. So I could give you a nice tablespoon of cane sugar, right? Or I could give you a tablespoon of honey that's got dozens of nutrients that can help sustain life, right? They both have sugar. They both have sucrose molecules, if you want to get, like, all scientific with it. But one's going to have better benefits for you. So,
yeah, no, that's...
Don't get in your head so much about all that stuff. Oh, this says, oh, it's an apple. It still has sugar. Yeah, but it has vitamins that help feed your soul.
Yeah, the fiber helps keep you regular. But no, I want to just wrap that up by saying not all calories are created equal. So, I mean, seriously, you could eat 100 calories of broccoli is very different than 100 calories of chocolate. Anyways, will we...
One just makes you a little happier.
I don't know. You guys, broccoli...
Chocolate.
Broccoli is literally my favorite food. Broccoli and rice with a little bit of butter and salt all day, every day.
That's not a lie.
I don't know what's wrong with me. It's my childhood. That's... Oh, I just...
It's to the point, guys, where that was one of the first things I learned about her when we were dating.
I literally wanted to name my son Brock for how much I loved broccoli.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. That
was for broccoli?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You can ask my friends, Hannah and Kayla. Literally, they will attest to, I wanted to name my firstborn son Brock because I love broccoli that much. It was a joke. Man. Even in college, I loved broccoli. And
it always
smelt up the apartment. Everybody got mad when I'd make it.
Okay, you know who makes me laugh a lot?
Who?
Zach Perna, when he says broccoli.
What does he say?
He says, I'm going to get some Brock Lesnar's. Sorry, man. I botched the accent. But
is he from Australia or New Zealand?
He
okay,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a beautiful accent.
He's funny. He's part of the Gymshark
Brock Lesnar's.
Part of that Gymshark fam. All right, number six is finding a gym buddy. I think this is something that can be helpful if you're really intimidated in the gym or if you're just starting out. If you can find somebody to go with you, it's going to calm your nerves so much. I want to talk, Darren and I have been moving so much recently. We have been the newbies at the gym. Being a newbie in the gym, like in a new gym, it gives me so much anxiety. I get so stressed out. I get so worried about what other people are thinking, especially because I have to film. Like, I get in my head so bad, and it takes me a couple weeks to be able to feel comfortable in the gym. And then I start realizing, oh, okay, everybody's not so bad. Like, everybody's pretty friendly. And I just want to say, you know, if you can find a gym buddy, I think that can really help, or a buddy to go run with, to go bike with, to go swim with. Try and find somebody that you can do something active with, even if it's just walks and talking. Like, it's good.
Yeah. And I know majority of people don't like talking to people in the gym. That's totally normal. Most of the time I actually don't. But it just gets me. I'm just a chatty Cathy, man. I just can't help it. But
yeah, I'm like hood on here. Hood on, earbuds in, don't talk to me, hat, hoodie, like in
wait,
my zone.
That should be a shirt.
Oh, I know, right?
Hood on, headphones in, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't
that
talk
Kodak
to
song?
Me. Yeah.
So don't you talk to me. I love okay. that freaking song. All right, number seven.
Wait, I told someone in my carpool today that when we went on a date, we were blasting No Flogging. And one of my carpool buddies was like, you just like turned to Brit. I told him about like the power bass mode in our car.
I'm literally
so he's
dead.
Like, did you just like look her in the eyes and like turn the power bass on?
But your carpool knows about our power bass.
Yes.
I'm a freaking weak.
It's a Hyundai, guys, so that's what makes it so funny.
Freaking Ned is the name of my car. I'm crying.
Oh, but if you don't like to talk to people at the gym, find a roommate you already know and just convince them to go to the gym with you.
Or
come with us.
Yeah, just listen to this podcast while you're working out and pretty much you have two new besties. Hey, mom and dad. All right,
oh
number.
Oh my gosh, don't say.
All right, number seven is going to be short and sweet. It's one sentence. No ego lifting.
Okay, this is really hard. I'm going to let you take this one.
Mic drop. No, that's it. No ego lifting, mic drop. Dude, it's hard.
It's
okay, so maybe
hard.
We should talk about it a little bit.
All right, so anyways, when you start out, you're going to look around and see people maybe the same size as you. They look similar and they're putting up like pretty good weight. And you're like, oh, I'm going to try that. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please start with the lightest weight that you can. And nobody's going to say anything, man. Nobody has ever, ever, ever been like, man, that's pretty lightweight for that. No, you know why? It's because everyone inside, deep down inside, knows that they should probably be doing a little bit lighter weight so they could have perfect form.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so hard because it's a gym thing. Like, you look at other people and you want to be like them.
Dude, the pre-workout hits and you're like, ugh!
Like, dude, there's guys that are like maybe a little bigger than me or even my same size and they're putting on like twice the weight. Man, it gets in my head so much. I'm like, oh, I should try that. No, don't do it, Darian.
Yeah, that's not. Unfortunately, that's how you get hurt. It is very hard, and that's something to. It takes a lot of humility to drop your weight and make sure you're doing perfect form. And then on the flip side of that, there's a lot of people who are too scared to go up in weight because they are scared of jeopardizing form. So it's kind of this balance. We can definitely dive into this on another episode, but no ego lifting.
Lightweights. Like Ronnie Coleman.
Well, like heavyweights, just no ego lifting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like he'll be putting up 2,000 pounds of leg press and say lightweight.
Oh my. Or C-bomb pressing 200s in like each arm. Goal manifesting C-bomb.
Just a large.
Man. Let's move on. Number. Wait, what the heck? What number are we on?
Eight.
All right, number eight, the very last tip that we have kind of reiterates and sums up everything that we've talked about. It's to be in this for the long haul. Have this mindset of health and fitness and this journey be about your life, your lifestyle, a new way of living, and know that it's for the long haul. Darian and I talk about it all the time. I feel like our perspective has changed so much since having a kid, where now it's like, we want to be healthy while we're old. We want to be healthy so when all the kids are out of the house, like we can go party in Italy for months and be like, yeah, we can ride bikes together. We can do tennis. Like our bodies are well taken care of into our 50s, 60s, 70s so that we can live an actual full and happy life. Not only while we're young, but while we're old. Because I feel like a lot of times we don't talk about or even think about when we get older, but preventative health is huge. And I feel like I also see a lot of that because Darian is in the medical field and he takes care of a lot of people who don't always have the best habits or don't prioritize taking care of their health. So I think that that's really opened up my perspective a lot as well.
Definitely. Hey, man, I'm not touching a cane until I'm 100 years old.
Word?
Yes. Long haul. I'm not touching a cane until I'm 100 years old. I want to be able to do everything with my kids, with kids' kids, with their friends, go on hikes, family trips, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, people always think they can reverse their entire life, the way that they've been living in one day or in 1 hour, in 1 week. And then when they don't do that, they're like failure sets in. People like it just breaks my heart to think that people really think that, you know, they want to lose weight in 4 weeks, in 6 weeks. Yesterday, they wanted to have lost the weight, when in reality, it took you a long time to get to the place that you are now. It's going to take you some time to learn new habits, learn an entire new way of life so that you can start living better. And you're not going to go back to that other life per se. Like, I feel like so many people that I see online, they just want a quick fix and then they want to go back to the life that they were living before, where the life you were living before was not getting you where you wanted. The life you were living before was not letting you hit your goals. So why would you go back to that? Why wouldn't you want to progress, move forward, and have an entire new way of life where you can live your happiest and your healthiest life? I'll talk a little bit about like pregnancy and everything. Before I got pregnant, I had a goal. It wasn't really even a goal. It wasn't intentional, but I was just along my fitness journey. And luckily I had set up all of these healthy habits of eating, of establishing a workout routine. And I felt like I was in a really good place so that when I was pregnant, it was easy for me to continue that through my pregnancy because I was already eating priority of whole nutrient-dense foods. Of course, eating everything in moderation. Like, I have cookies, cakes. I have no restriction here at all. You guys, if you watch me on Instagram or YouTube, you know I'm baking all the time, which is a blessing and a curse for Darian. But seriously, I kept those habits through pregnancy and then through postpartum till now. I've done the same things while my body is changing through these stages of life of pregnancy and postpartum and weight gain and weight loss. My habits are what is staying the same. It's that consistency and my mindset that this is for life. I don't need to stress about not bouncing back too quickly. Like, I can enjoy this for the process and love myself through the process. Darian, what are your... Oh my gosh. Darian, what are your thoughts on trying to make this a lifestyle, changing that mindset from short-term to long-term? Have you ever had that struggle of trying to broaden your perspective on that?
Yeah, definitely. So currently I am trying to be better about going to the gym and eat better foods. As far as like long-term, if I mess up or if I not even mess up, but if I do something I think I shouldn't, I overeat, whatever, I miss the gym for an entire week or two. The goal is not to be like, oh, well, might as well miss another week or might as well just binge because I already messed up. No. Every day is a fresh start, and just get back on the horse and get going again. It's important to really like love yourself and be nice to yourself because you've only got one body. You've only got this life to treat it well. And so don't spend it being so guilty about what you're doing. Start making small changes and implement those very small changes each day. And pretty soon they'll end up being a big change.
Yeah, exactly. Like, your life is made up of those small day-to-day decisions. So if you're just 1% better each day or each week, that is going to add up over time. So just keep thinking of that long term. Okay, if I'm just a little bit better today, if I'm just a little bit better, oh, I wasn't as good yesterday. Well, let me just be a little bit better. Seriously, that's going to compound on itself and you're going to be able to see the results and hit your goals that you want to as you stay consistent for a long period of time.
Just one goal each day. Tomorrow, I'm going to the gym. That's my only goal. I'm not even looking at Wednesday. I'm looking at Tuesday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Once I hit tomorrow's goal, you set the goals for the next day. You do that for a whole year, boom, six pack. No, just kidding.
What did we talk about, Darian? I know. It's not about weight.
Come on. Everyone's got a little bit of that in them.
Well, you guys, that is going to wrap up our very first episode, the full length edition. Thank you, Darian, for being on my podcast with me.
It was a pleasure, madam.
It's like kind of our podcast because Darian's behind the scenes of literally everything. So it's pretty much your podcast too. But go ahead and DM the podcast your goals for the next month. I can't read. I'm so dyslexic.
I'm going to go to the gym 5 days this week. What's your goal, Brittany?
My goal for this week is to be patient.
Oh, also, we said month. That's my bad. I wrote month. Let's say week.
Go ahead and DM the podcast Instagram at funandgains.podcast for whatever your weekly goal is. Whatever you are committing to for the next week, DM us. We want to see you over there. Go ahead and give us a follow. We're so happy for you to join this Fun and Gains fam. That concludes today's episode.
Go out there, get active,
and let the gains begin. You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.